This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, people, we've got royalty in the house. The Godfather has joined us. And I'm not talking about Mitch from Old School. We are talking about a man who was on a cross-country tour, not fueled by cocaine, but by vibes, alcohol, and the music of a has-been named Bruce Springsteen. We bring in Mike Stone, fresh from L.A.
Yes, L.A. And
you went to L.A. for a Kings game.
Kings wild. It was a blowout, 6-0. Some good pugilism, though. Good fights.
You drive into town for the tourney.
We drive. We stayed halfway in Barstow. We left after the game.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. Had to stop at a ridiculous bar sports place to watch the first half of the Spartans so we could get here for the second half. Did you hate watch?
Bloody Mary's arrived.
Did you hate watch? Hate watch your alma mater.
No.
Did he, Rico?
No. You know what? Good. I don't know because we didn't watch it together.
I made a pact with him that I said, listen, I want you to get whatever sportsgasmic enjoyment you can out of this. We're not going to watch this together. You won't have to see me. You won't have to look at my RBF resting bitch face. You just enjoy.
Didn't
we'll
it
link
end
up
when
for the
you
show.
Were on the air, though?
Yes, but the game was already decided.
Yeah. So yeah, when the rich kids go in, the trust fund babies, yeah.
I was largely under anesthesia, yeah. Meaning I was just numb to it.
I wasn't mad,
and I wasn't happy. I was happy for guys like Rico. I was happy that they played a game, Mike, they hadn't played in three months.
Yes.
So in that sense, I was okay. Now, you're like Mr. Media Relations.
Yes.
You're a hobnobber, if you will. Where did you watch this OU game?
The OU game.
Were you seeing straight for it? Could you believe it? Take me through the Stony OU viewing experience.
We watched the first half at the Bellagio where I was, and then we had to go do something else. So we watched the end of the last 7-8 minutes from the MGM Park bar right by the T-Mobile.
Okay.
And people were just going crazy. I even put on Twitter some guy, he swore, he was, I'm so glad for Oaktown.
Yeah.
No.
It's not in California.
No. Yeah.
It's always funny when you hear the broadcasters
yes.
try to explain these schools and they're like,
yeah.
Oakland, it is in, and you can literally hear the producer going,
yeah.
Rochester Hills.
It's
California?
Yes. No.
Where does it, where, like, you're a geek like we are, and we haven't done the topic yet, but it was like, where does it rank amongst all-time upsets? Kentucky with an operations budget of over $21 million
yes.
a year.
I mean, it's bigger than, you know, Richmond beating Syracuse or Richmond, Indiana. They're, you know, it's comparable to Lehigh beating Duke, although Duke was probably a better team.
Was that the C.J. McCollum
yes,
game?
Yes, yes. Patriot League, baby, Lehigh.
Yeah, I know, American University.
Of course, I bet on the Patriot League today, and they're losing. I'm going to lose.
Mistakes are made.
Yes.
Didn't Duke also lose to Bucknell, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Kansas lost to Bucknell 1 year.
So
it was huge.
How long, you've known Greg Campy for what, all 40?
Pretty close.
So,
no, not quite, but yes. It's look, and I know, like, Kenny probably was hate-watching more than any human being, but it was so cool. I mean, look, he's a really good coach. And he's had, obviously, offers to go elsewhere. And this is his moment. And no matter what happens tomorrow, And they have a chance. I mean, as long as they can somehow keep Burns under control.
Well,
right?
I just want to know when Mike Sullivan started playing for OU.
Oh.
Gulkey with those power alleys.
Oh, I know.
Reminded me of Sully.
It was unbelievable. And, you know, the whole thing about Cal, he's obviously a little overrated. But people, they should fire him. Well, Oakland played the game. I mean, that kid was making ridiculous.
Yeah, but all right. I don't want to, because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to say something about Calipari, and then people are going to think I'm taking something from OU. Please don't take it that way.
No, he's not.
It was magical. But I don't know if Cal or his players took more than 10 minutes to look at the scouting report.
That's probable.
Did you know? Like, why did it take a half for you to know they play a zone? Yeah. You have 3 7-footers. OU's best player arguably is 6'5".
Right.
Like, but again, you're right. They played the game of their life.
Yes.
Should they have won? No. Not if Kentucky was plugged in.
No.
But that's why the tournament's awesome.
It's great.
My thing, and I think Kenny would agree with this, my thing is a guy like this validates Campy. And what I mean by that is, look, you have the 40 years. I don't care. You're friends with everybody. I don't care.
Right.
Like, I'm an East Coaster. I don't need new friends, and I'm not interested.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You had to win a tournament game, a real one.
Yes.
Don't give me this playing crap.
I know.
Him doing it?
It was great.
I got no qualms.
And the fact
I have no problem.
It was Kentucky.
Respect.
And the fact that it was Kentucky is just so freaking huge, and I feel so good for him because he is a great guy, and no matter what other people think. And it's great for the school. And look, are they going to make a run? They could win. I don't think they'll beat NC State because they're big guys, but you never know. I mean, who thought they were going to beat Kentucky?
Well, and again, they play a zone. It's going to be a challenge for NC State with,
yes,
with DJ Burns. You're not just going to back people down from the three-point line.
No.
But again, look, last night is why we love this. And
yes,
it's why if they expand this thing, they're going to ruin it.
Yes.
Because OU won't have a platform,
no,
and that'll be 17-14 Pitt, and it won't feel the same.
No.
OU was magical last night.
Yeah.
And I don't,
you know what's incredible? They've had better teams in the past
with
Nunn and Kay Felder and people like that.
What about Keto Benson?
Yeah.
Raleigh Marshall.
Well, yeah.
I'm making, like, that's where they need it. Can't be me. I don't care what people say. It's my opinion.
Right.
You got to win a tournament game if I'm going to view you as a great coach.
All right, so Mr. Cash the Ticket, how'd you do yesterday?
Not good. Straight up. BYU was on Quaaludes, so.
Oh, you're really going back to my early days.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, the lemons.
Yeah.
I think I was 2-4 yesterday. Didn't have a good day.
I was 5-3. I took Michigan State under in the half and for the game.
Yep.
And I took Oakland and the under for the first half of that game, and I won that.
My day swung on a really bad beat in No One Cares, but we're screwing around. Your bloody's just arrived.
Yes.
I suffered a beat at the buzzer in the under in the Gonzaga game.
Ooh.
For no reason. A walk-on decided, I'm going to – no, here's the best part. This jackass from Gonzaga decides I'm going whirly ball. He misses the shot. They get the rebound. You think they just kick it out and run the clock out? Nah. I'm throwing that up to the basket. That misses. Baseline tip dunk, like 2 seconds to go.
But that's part of the magic of this when you're in a place like
Michael,
this.
Michael, I found nothing magical about that
but
moment.
People going crazy over over-unders in garbage time. It's the greatest.
Yeah.
I did something you're probably going to rip me for. I bet a parlay today. I already lost. Ohio State women and Texas LSU women. Ohio State was favored over Maine by 27.5, and they only won by 25.
Is it a good idea? No, but you're on vacation.
Exactly.
No, you're right, because I remember yesterday it was Arizona and Long Beach State, and everybody cheered, and I couldn't understand why.
20.5.
And it was a 20.5, and they got the ball, and they're like, no, just run the clock out.
Was yesterday one of the great – not greatest of all time. It was right up there. Regular, that's not considered regular season, but days in Detroit sports. We had the Spartans winning, Oakland, the Magic. And the Red and the Red Wings coming to life with Larkin coming back, beating the Islanders.
I mean, and that was a playoff game.
Yes. I mean,
that's reality.
Yes.
They saved their season with the comeback against Columbus, and then the Islanders and them, it's going head up.
I know.
Had to win that game. You get Larkin back. Just get in, man.
No, it was a magical day
for
the state of Michigan.
And now your magical day tonight, you're going to see the newly facelifted Bruce Springsteen tonight, because I don't know what the hell he did to his face.
I don't think it's newly. I think he's had work done for a while.
But you're seeing him tonight.
Tonight at the TNT Mobile, and then I'm going back there tomorrow to see the Golden Knights against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
And then you're heading to Dallas for a Mavericks game. And then to New Orleans
meetings. We did go to the Sphere last night. It was unbelievable. They have this movie thing called Postcard Earth. It is the most incredible thing.
They spent $3 billion on this thing.
It's the one thing Jim Dolan did right in his life.
And I think he said it all. All right, enjoy the bloody.
Thank you.
I know Powers is going to be freaking out because we're over time. So you just go ahead and... Okay, that's Mike Stone, everybody. Unbelievable. Enjoy your bloody. Oh, my.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.